There's something else going on here. And I remember in my Olympic experience, there you just get blindsided by somebody or they say something. At our Olympic Games, one of our competitors had died. We didn't know about it. He died that morning. The Olympic Committee wanted to keep it from the athletes. We didn't know what was going on. And some guy just before I was about to race goes, "Isn't it a shame he died?" And I go, "Who died?" Like, so you just don't know. And I don't mean make light of that, but there's a story underneath the story underneath the story. And if anybody is assaulted by all sorts of attention and agendas and somebody grabbing her and saying, "Hey, come over here. I've got a," you know, it's Simone Biles. So we're going to learn more over the next couple of days.
Is there really any way that you can prepare for that amount of attention when you are considered the greatest of all time?
Shoot, I can only imagine as the rest of us. I mean, in every sport, there was always that one athlete that just stood so far ahead of everybody else because they had that X factor, right? Mm-hmm. She's that kind of person. She's that, it doesn't matter how hard you work, you'll never catch up to that kind of extraordinary excellence. Then you compound that with their own, you know, drive and determination. And there's examples across the board. Wayne Gretzky, you know, Michael Jordan, all these greats who had talent, that X factor, but they also had that drive and determination. And they also seemed to manage the pressure of the media and all that attention. And yes, we as athletes, we always prepare for worst case scenarios.
You mentioned Michael Jordan, you mentioned Wayne Gretzky. One thing that they didn't have to deal with is social media and the fact that there is so much more media going on, and that focus, that spotlight on Simone Biles is just that much more intense.
Just think about this for a second. Every single word is scrutinized from every camera that's pointed in that person's face. They could be buying a chocolate bar, you know, from the commissary, and then all of a sudden they're scrutinized for what they said about chocolate, you know, and the whole chocolate community is offended and they're going to cancel her.
This is something that we even saw with Naomi Osaka in the beginning of before the Olympics even started, saying that she needed to just kind of step away. Do you think that sports culture right now even knows how to attack this problem when it comes to mental health of their coaches or their players?
No, this has been a phenomenon in the last 2 years or so that we've watched the normalization of fragility. Right, of this human condition of just going, wait, I'm not a machine, I'm a human being. And I've got a good friend that is a goaltender in the NHL back in the day. Mm-hmm. He couldn't tell anybody on his hockey team that he was depressed or feeling fragile or whatever. And he's been very vocal about that for athletes. And it's a real good question for even the media kind of look in the mirror and go, hey, what are we doing to these people? Is it okay for Osaka, for example, to say, "I got a boundary and you're not going to cross it and deal with it," right? And the media is like, "Oh, my feelings are hurt," or whatever the reaction is, you know? So it's a really interesting dynamic that's playing out in front of us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.